Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 349 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 10 was down in the closet. I had to go at least 10 feet to see whether or not there was any fire in the dustbin. I would have gone further if I hadn't discovered the body. When I saw the body, the closest I ever got to it was about 6 feet. I was holding my lantern in my hand. I just saw the feet. When I first saw it, I was about 10 feet from it. As to how far the body was from where I was sitting in the closet, it was not less than 10 feet and no more than 30. I stood and looked at it to see whether or not it was a natural body. When I first got there, I didn't think it was a white woman because her face was so dirty and her hair was so crinkled and there were white spots on her face. When the police came back upstairs, they said it was a white girl. I think I reported to the police that it was a white woman. She was lying on her back with her face turned kinder to one side. I could see her forehead. I saw a little blood on the side of her head that was turned next to me. The blood was on the right side of her head. I am sure she was lying on her back. Mr. Frank had told me if anything serious happened to call up the police, and if anything like fire to call up fire department. I already knew the number of the station house. I did say at the coroner's inquest that it took Mr. Frank longer to put the tape on this time than it did before. I did not say it took twice as long at the coroner's inquest because they didn't ask me. I didn't pay any attention to him the first time he put the tape on. The reason the last time I know it took him longer because I held the lever and had to move it backwards and forwards. When I was in the basement, one of the policemen read the note that they found. They read these words, "The tall, black, slim Negro did this. He will try to lay it on the night watchman when they go to the factory tonight." I said, "They must be trying to put it off on me." I didn't say boss, that's me.